Hey, everybody. It is time to get geared up here on GeekWire. I'm Andrew Edwards.
And I'm Todd Bishop. We've got a great show coming up this week. Later on, we are going to be going hands-on with the Apple AirPods, and we're going to get Andrew's impressions. It sounds like you might be a fan of these things, Andrew.
Brand new, but I'm not. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
But spoiler warning, they're great.
All right. So first, let's jump in with the week's technology, gadget, and consumer electronics news.
What's our first news story of the day?
First news story, Pokemon Go on Apple Watch.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, yeah, there was the big thing this week was that, first of all, 9to5 Mac reported that this Pokemon Go for Apple Watch was canceled and that Niantic was not going to be releasing it. And then Niantic later that day said, no, that's not true. We are releasing it. It's still coming. 9to5 Mac then said, well, maybe it's coming because we put that article out there, but it's definitely not coming before the end of the year. and it's here today. And so, yeah, Pokemon Go is out for Apple Watch. But the other big thing is that Niantic is working on its own wearable, and that was actually the assumed reason that they weren't going to release the Watch app, was because they wanted people to buy their own hardware wearable.
So tell us about this app for Apple Watch, because obviously Pokemon Go, people go out, you know,
right?
They capture characters, capture monsters. Mm-hmm. What can you do on the Apple Watch with Pokemon Go?
It's cool. So you have a couple of things. First of all, it tracks your activity as you're walking. So if you turn on the app and start a workout, it'll track your steps, your distance, if you're biking, etc. And so in Pokemon Go, as you walk, you can hatch eggs. And some eggs will say you have to walk 5 kilometers before it'll hatch and you'll get a new Pokemon or whatever, 10 kilometers, whatever. So now, you know, before you had to open the Pokemon Go app on your phone and keep that app open on your phone. And now you can just have it on your watch without having your phone in your hand and looking at it and all that. And you can go to the Pokestops and spin to get the items in the game. So basically, you know, you can't do battles on it or anything, but the more, I don't know, mundane or, you know, the simple stuff, the basic stuff for Pokemon Go, you can now do on your wrist if you have an Apple Watch. It's not on Android Wear.
So they are still coming out, though, Niantic, with their own wearable? Is that the rumor?
That's the rumor. So the first, and this is weird to me, but the first wearable they're going to release is actually going to be for their other game. Is it called Ingress?
Right, Ingress, which was developed with Google.
Right. So, I mean, that's just weird because to me, if you compare like the popularity of Ingress to Pokemon Go, I would assume people would buy the Pokemon Go wearable way faster and in much higher numbers than an Ingress one. But it's basically, it looks like almost like a Fitbit or like the Microsoft Band, but it has 5 small touch panels that are all on the strip, and each different panel is its own LED and gives you different information about the game. And so, you know, I've never played Ingress before. I don't know what you would expect it to do or show you, but for Pokemon Go, same thing.
You've basically played Ingress 2.0, which is Pokemon Go,
okay,
as I understand it, you know, without the Pokemon. So this was essentially a game that Google and Niantic created based on location services, and it really informed a lot of the data in Pokemon Go, from what I understand. The fact that they're making this wearable first for that, at least according to the reports,
right,
suggests to me that perhaps the wearable is not yet ready for prime time and they want to test it out in much the same way that they tested out the game in the form of Ingress.
Right. So. Yeah, and there's no price point or anything on that yet either. But, I mean, I don't know. I like this. I like being able to have this as part of the watch I'm already wearing. You know, I don't want to have, like, my Apple Watch on one wrist and then the Pokemon Go, you know, wearable on my other wrist and then, like, a Fitbit, you know, higher up on my phone. It's just ridiculous.
Too many.
So yeah. So I mean, I like that it actually is available for the Apple Watch. And I was kind of disappointed for a minute when they said it was canceled. 9to5 Mac reported that it was canceled. So, but here it is, before the end of the year. Definitely not canceled. You can download it right now. It's free. You just update Pokemon Go on your phone and you'll be able to install it on your Apple Watch if you have one, or if you're getting one this weekend.
Nice. All right. So let's go into our next news story.
What do we got?
And that is iPhone 7S and the iPhone 8.
Yeah.
Lots of rumors this week. Catch us up.
Okay. So we got there's a couple things going on. So the big rumor, at least right now, and we're pretty early in rumor season, iPhone rumors don't typically start shaping up to be, you know, what you consider to be reliable until probably February, March. But the rumor now is that Apple will next year release 3 phones instead of two. And so what I mean by two is this year they released the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus. So two phones, same generation, two different sizes. The rumor is that next year there'll be three. So there'll be the iPhone 7S and the iPhone 7S Plus. And that'll be the first time where Apple releases four phones, 4 years worth of phones, 6, 6S, 7, 7S, with the exact same design. But it'll be internal changes, same as they always do, incremental changes. But that third device will actually be a much more radical design. And if you're watching here on Facebook or on YouTube, you can see behind me, this is just a render. That is not anything official. That's just what someone, came up with based on the rumors. And that is that you'll see a device with a radical redesign on the outside. So this is a wraparound display. There's no home button there at the bottom. It's all display top to bottom because the home button and fingerprint sensor, Touch ID, will actually be embedded into the display. It's OLED, which is, the same technology you'll find on a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 or S7 Edge or whatever. So it's definitely a departure from what they've been doing the past few years. The size may either be 5 inches, which puts it between the 7 and the 7 Plus, or the other one I saw was 5.8 inches, which makes it a bigger display than the 7 Plus. But since it's a wraparound display, taking up the entire screen, that means it's bezel-less, which means the phone can remain the same size but while giving you a bigger display.
So does Apple need to do something like this at this point in terms of the actual hardware revamp and something radically new with the hardware design, or could they just keep generating excitement through software and technology improvements under the hood?
Man, well, I mean, that kind of touches on another piece of news of the week, which is it really seems like Apple, I don't know, they seem like they don't really know where they're going. And I don't even know how to really put that. But their Mac desktop Mac line seems to be directionless right now. Tim Cook tried to mitigate some of that by saying they have some big great desktops coming in the future. But all reports from inside are saying that it's just going to be a spec bump, nothing really major. So I think they do need something big. And actually, we're going to talk about these AirPods later today. This is probably the first Steve Jobs-esque product that has come out from Tim Cook's Apple. So they do need to get some of that magic back because it really does seem like they're falling into a pattern of comfortability, especially, like I said, they've never released even three phones with the same design, let alone four. So I think it is time to see something get shaken up.
Very cool. Okay, good. So let's revisit a topic that we had last week, which was Super Mario Run.
Oh.
So I spent a lot of time playing this game over the weekend.
Okay.
I like it more after spending more hands-on time with it than I did when we were playing it.
Okay, so you spent hands-on time on it. Did you spend $10?
I did not. I kept going over the first three levels. So, which...
Wow.
I kept trying to improve my score over the first three levels. And it was, this speaks to my video gaming capabilities, which are very minimal. I love games, but I'm not very good at them. And so, I may,
that's
over
hilarious.
The Christmas weekend, when I have a little more time, I might try it.
If somebody gives you an iTunes gift card or something, maybe you'll then buy it, right?
So I saw some negative reviews of Super Mario Run. What's going on with this over the past week?
Well, first of all, I don't know how accurate this is, but people have been saying the reviews have been so bad for Super Mario Run that it's caused Nintendo's stock price to go down. Now, I don't know, it's
what's
hard to know if that's the reason, but if that is the reason, the negative reviews almost all revolve around price, which is, to me, this is just my opinion, ridiculous. Like, if you can't spend $10 on a game, which is basically the price of going out to lunch, you buy buy yourself a sandwich and a drink, you're paying $10.
Like, yes.
And that lunch is gone within 15 minutes, right? If you can't spend $10 on a game that you can play and play and replay, basically forever because it's too expensive and you're so upset about the price that you're going on to iTunes, logging in and leaving a one-star review complaining. And I went in and I looked at these reviews. The reviews do not say anything negative about the graphics or the gameplay experience or anything. It's anytime you read a negative review, it's always focused on that $9.99 price tag, which is crazy.
And the other thing that changed my opinion of it was the fact that I was able to go back and replay and try and do better and better to beat my own score each time.
Right.
And one of the main complaints we talked about last week was people saying, oh, I beat it too fast. But, you know, you never really beat it 100%. You can always improve your score. And
right.
So I don't know. Just to me, a lot of the criticism seems a little bit far-fetched.
Right. And I actually, you know, throughout the week I was playing it as well. And I realized what I didn't realize last week was those 5 pink coins per level, when you get those pink coins, the next time you play that level, those coins are moved and they're a different color.
Oh.
And then when you get those 5 coins again, they're a different color and they move
right.
again. So the levels actually redesign themselves as you play the game. So even though you beat all, what is it?
24.
24 levels. It's really 24 times 5.
Right.
Because they replace everything and they put new obstacles in. So there really is a lot of value in there.
At least
$10 worth. And I saw some people, you know, you go on Reddit and these other places. I can't, $9.99 is way too much. If it was $4.99, I'd get it right away. Like $5? Really? $5 is making you go from, I can't wait to play this game, to I'm never buying this. I hate this. It's just horrible. But Nintendo has announced $9.99 is the price, and there won't be any upgrades as far as in-app purchases. So if you pay $9.99, you get the full game.
Right.
And then yesterday, they actually released a new feature into the game. And again, it's free. So if you already paid your $9.99, anything new they add to the game, you just get it. You don't have to pay the extra $1 or $2 like a lot of other game makers do. So, yeah, I think it's just crazy that people, you know, these days – you know, the app, I think it's the App Store effect that people really expect games to be free or 99 cents. And once you hit $2.99, all of a sudden you are expensive, which I don't know, is crazy to me.
A little nutty.
Like, I'd rather pay for quality software.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, good stuff. That is our weekly news roundup here on Geared Up from Gear Live and GeekWire. We will be right back going hands-on
yeah.
with the new Apple AirPod.
That's right.
You're listening to Geared Up. All right, welcome back to GeekWire. It is our weekly Geared Up show. I'm Todd Bishop.
And I'm Andrew Edwards.
All right, so you've got this interesting little white packet in
yeah.
your hand.
These are the Apple AirPods. So this is Apple's new wireless, completely wireless earbud system, if you want to call it that. So this case is actually the charger case. It'll provide 24 hours of power.
Gotcha.
The AirPods themselves hold 5 hours of a charge. So once they run down, you just slap them in this case and it'll charge them back up. 15 minutes of charge will get you 3 hours of play time.
Okay.
So it's pretty fast. And then on the bottom, it has a lightning port.
Got it. So you charge the charger.
Right.
At the same time.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, you can charge the AirPods in here without it being plugged in because it has a battery. But then you charge the battery of the case with that. I do think it's odd just that it's shaped like USB-C.
Yeah.
It's not shaped like Lightning. So I'm curious if they meant for this to originally be a USB-C powered device.
But it is a Lightning port.
It's a Lightning port.
In the case.
That's
okay.
Right. So when you open it, you get a panel right on your phone that tells you the battery life of your AirPods, each one individually. So you can see there, each one has 100% battery life. And then the case itself has 27% battery. But the cool thing is that even the first time you open this, before you've ever paired it to your phone, this will come up asking you if you want to connect it to your phone.
So this is essentially a little dashboard on your phone that pops up with the charge for both your case and your 2 AirPods.
Right. And the reason there's 2 is because you can actually use them individually as well. So you can, you know, if you're driving or you're just on the phone and you don't want to have both of them in, you just want to use one, you can do that.
And we should say what the basic idea here is. They're earbuds, essentially exactly mm-hmm. like you would get in many ways in terms of the rough shape.
Right.
With a past wired set for iPhone or
right,
iPad.
Right here. You take those. You check that out. Open those up. Check those out.
So and you take them out.
Yep.
And they have no wires.
No wire.
So we talked about this a little bit last week, but they're individual, right? You can control them individually from
yes.
the phone. So tell us what your experience has been like so far with these.
So these just came out just a couple days ago. So
yeah.
I've only had them, 2 days, I
yeah.
think?
$159.
Yeah, $159. And by the way, I am doing a giveaway of these right now on my YouTube channel. If you want to go to youtube.com/gearlive and enter, you can win a pair. But they're good. They definitely stay in your ear way better than the wired version because you don't have the weight of the wire, I guess. I mean, I heard people say that, but to me, it made no sense because the wire is so light. Like, why would that pull the earbud out of your ear. But it does, apparently, because these do not fall out of your ear.
So that's fascinating, because that would be a big concern, right? Because if they did fall out, you wouldn't have the wire there to catch them.
Exactly, and you might even lose it. So yeah, they definitely stay in your ear. Call quality is great, but the best part about it that I found is actually Siri, like, understands me perfectly now. Like, if I'm dictating or if I'm asking, if I'm doing a request, it's fine. But if I'm actually dictating something that I don't want, you know, errors in, it's night and day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of the mic in
the
ear.
Yeah, the mic is just right near your mouth.
Well, of course it is, though, also with the wired headset. So they must have improved the technology somehow.
Yeah, I don't know what they did, but it's night and day as far as Siri goes.
Do you find yourself leaving them in your ears more than you would with a pair of wired earbuds?
Yeah. So with since I've purchased my iPhone 7 Plus, for example, the included wired earbuds are still in the box. I have never removed them from the box. They're still wrapped in the plastic. I never use them. But these, obviously, I mean, I opened up right away, but I have been keeping at least one of them just in one of my ears while I'm working, just because if I need to do something with Siri or take a phone call, I took a phone call this morning with it. I never use earbuds for phone calls. I just hold the phone up to my ear, but it's just so much more convenient. And in testing, my wife got a pair, and in testing them, she was able to leave her phone downstairs, and she went all the way upstairs.
Whoa.
She went into like a back closet. So you go up the stairs into our bedroom, into our master bathroom, then into our walk-in closet. She went all the way in there. I could hear her fine. Her phone was right next to me downstairs. She walked all over. The only time it cut out is when she went outside and like around the house. Like,
wow.
It's crazy. Like you don't even have to be near your phone.
So the nice thing about that, I was actually thinking about this last night. I like to listen to, podcasts while I'm doing the dishes, but oftentimes my phone won't be charged because it's the end of the day and I'll need to leave it charged in. So with this, you could just leave the phone charging.
Yep.
Walk across the kitchen, obviously.
Yep.
And do the dishes or, you know, do whatever you need to do around the house.
Right.
Very cool. Of course, now are you able to control playback from these like you can with the little button on the
With Siri. So with the AirPod in your ear, you double tap on it. And that brings up, you'll hear the Siri, you know, tone. And then you can just ask Siri whatever, and you turn the music down or pause or whatever it is.
Okay.
Go to the next track.
So it shifts. Wow, that's fascinating. So it's a different paradigm in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, it shifts more toward voice commands.
Mm-hmm.
It's all independent wireless.
Yeah.
And so this is, in a lot of ways, this is the future.
Right. And there's still a way to go to make it the true future, I guess, because when you think about something like Alexa, right?
Right.
Or the Google Home. Those are voice only. There's no screen. So when you talk to Alexa, it knows that you don't have something in your hand.
Right.
Same with Google Home. Alexa sometimes will say something like, I've added it to your list, and you can look on your phone, go into the Alexa app or something like that. But with Siri on these, there's no knowledge to Siri that you're talking to her through an earpod. So sometimes it'll say, you know, you'll ask it something, it'll say, here's what I found for your request. And if you look on your phone, it's a bunch of search results.
Oh.
But in your ear, here's what I found. See, like, I don't see anything.
I continue to believe that Apple is just behind the curve on Siri. I'm sorry. And since you've been pushing back on that with me, I've been trying it. Like,
okay.
I enabled Hey Siri on my phone.
Right.
I've been making, you know, calls. If I have to make a hands-free call in the car, I don't do it through my Bluetooth on the dashboard anymore or the steering wheel. I say, Hey Siri, and I have to say, you know, call.
So how's that been working for you?
That's been okay. But it's in situations like this where Siri doesn't understand the context.
Right.
I don't – if I ask a question, I don't want – if I'm driving, I don't want a bunch of web search results.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a very common response from Siri.
Right.
So it seems like, though, they're really banking on Siri's effectiveness in terms of the implementation of the AirPods.
Definitely, definitely. And it's almost in a – they're hearkening some sort of new mindset with Siri as well, because I think a lot of people, at least my age – I don't know how younger people are. But if I'm out and about and I have the AirPods in and I want to turn my music down – I don't want to tap and say, turn the music down out loud, like I'm embarrassed or whatever.
Yeah.
But are younger people cool with that? Do they do that? Or like, but because eventually, as we have these, that's what's going to happen. People are just going to be talking, hey, turn it up, call this, do that. Like, I don't want to talk out loud Like, even with the older school Bluetooth earbuds, I never just had one of those Bluetooth earbuds in my ear that do phone calls. No. I just feel weird.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there that like them. I don't know. It's not for me, though.
Yeah. Well, interesting. So does it essentially feel the exact same way as the existing wired earbuds?
It feels the same. It feels the same, but it sounds better.
So the sound is actually better.
The sound is actually better, which is weird because it's Bluetooth versus wired.
Right.
But the sound is, I mean, and I'm not saying it's like way better, but it's definitely, it just sounds better.
So does this work? So I still have an iPhone 6S Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Will this work with the older iPhone?
It works
models?
With anything running iOS 10.
Okay.
So iPads, iPod Touch, iPhone. As long as it's iOS 10, you can use the AirPods. They also work with the Apple TV.
Oh, wow.
So you can...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can be watching your Apple TV and getting the audio through your earbuds.
Oh, gosh.
Instead of, you know, I don't know, if you don't want to wake somebody up, you have a sleeping baby or whatever, just listen right in your earbuds.
That's really cool because, like, a lot of people, older folks especially, will, you know, have those sort of wireless...
Oh, yeah.
...for the TV. You could do this instead if you had an Apple TV.
Yeah, and then also it works with Macs. And I don't know if it's Sierra you need or maybe the one before. I already forget what it's called. El Capitan.
Yeah.
But... they will work with the Mac as well, and it's seamless. So the cool thing is you pair it once. So you open up the case, it recognizes your phone right away, you tap on connect, and you're done. And it then pre-installs it or pre-authenticates it to every other device you're signed into iCloud on.
Oh, wow.
So I was on my phone, and then I stopped the music on my phone, I went to my watch, and I told the watch to play music that's stored on the watch. And immediately it was playing through the AirPods. And then I paused the watch and I went to my Mac because I'm testing it. So I'm like, sure. Wait, let me go to my Mac now. And I went to my Mac first time since I had the AirPods that I opened up the Mac and I did the Siri thing and Siri came up on the Mac. So just because I was logged into iCloud on all my devices, the AirPods, it's you pair once and you don't even have to go into Bluetooth settings.
Right.
You open it, you tap connect and you're done.
So I know you had have a special hookup at the Apple store, as you explained last week. These are $159,
yes.
By the way. For people who might want to get these for a late holiday gift, probably no chance at this point unless
they
go
on
eBay.
I think there's a chance. So the Apple stores are getting them in every day. And in fact, when they came out on Monday, all the stores were sold out. But then a lot of stores, that afternoon, you got a second shipment. So call into the Apple store or show up when they open. Like, they are getting regular shipments of these. And people who ordered online who had 4 to 6 week delivery times have seen shipments starting to go out this week as well.
Wow.
So I think Apple is just being overly cautious. But if you're looking for AirPods, definitely check the Apple store. And then even so, since they're so much in circulation, I've seen them on day one on Craigslist. They were $400. People were reselling them. And now I've seen them for $200. So from $159 up to $200, when you think about the tax you have to pay on $160, it's not really that much more if you're really looking to get them before Christmas.
Very cool. This is one thing. Not everything we talk about do I feel like I need to go out and get immediately.
Yeah.
But I will use these. I could
They're
see
cool.
Where, yeah, very
and I,
cool.
I didn't even think I'd use them that much just because I never, like I said, my wired ones are still wrapped. So it was like once you start using it, you start to get it, like especially when you start using Siri, because I've definitely used Siri more than I ever have as well, just because it works. Like, it's way less frustrating when it actually works.
So a couple questions more about the social dynamic. If somebody comes up to you and you're, you know, have the AirPods in,
yeah,
and even if your music or your sound is off, do you feel obligated to take them out so they know you're listening?
That's a good question. So the only person I've been around while wearing them is my wife. And in that situation, no, just because, I don't know, it's more casual.
She knows what's going on.
Right,
too.
Right, exactly. But I probably would, because the other thing is, and again, it's interesting because Apple is setting an expectation here through the way they made them. If you're listening to something and you take one out, it pauses. So it pauses the other ear as well. So for people, once people start getting familiar with these, they know that if one of them is out, that means you're listening to me, if that makes sense. Like, it's weird, but they're they're developing these social interactions through this as well.
It's like a social protocol that's being created by the technology.
Exactly. So I'd probably do it just so people know, okay, whatever I'm listening to or he may have been listening to is paused. He can hear me now.
So that is how you pause it. You take one or the other out.
Right. And the other thing you can do, like if you want to leave a minute, you just double tap and tell Siri to stop the music. But yeah, if you take one out, it pauses them. And then if you want to continue playing it, you either put it back in, it'll automatically play.
Yeah.
Or if you want to just listen with one, then you just go to your phone or do Siri and say play. And it'll turn into a mono instead of stereo sound.
Here, you should put these on. You should put them in.
I'll put them on.
Yeah. So, all right. And that leads to my next question, which is, how do you feel? Do you feel like this is a little bit too attention getting at this point where, you know, people are like, oh, he's so cool. He's got the AirPods.
I like people to think I'm cool, so I'll put them on.
It's very Uhura, by the way.
How's
that for
a
reference? Huh?
Right. All right.
No, it is. If you look at it, it looks like what she had with
her. That's funny. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So I don't know. What do you think? Like, if you're looking at me right now. Like, I don't. When you put them on, you don't look at yourself. You know, you might catch yourself in the mirror, but
it's definitely better than the old school Bluetooth that somebody might have, which is sort of like makes you feel like you're part of the Borg.
Right, right. And I've always found it interesting. Like, there have been so many AirPod-related complaints that people never made with the original Bluetooth headsets. Like, when Apple introduced the price, $159, right? Those original Bluetooth headsets were a lot more money. People complain, oh, I'm going to lose them. Why would Apple release them at this price? You're just going to lose them. Those Bluetooth headsets were smaller than this.
Yes.
No one ever go, oh, why are they making Bluetooth headsets to just get lost? They just bought them. Like, why is it that when Apple does something, there's all these complaints, but other companies have done it before and it's just accepted. It's weird.
You almost would not notice that the wires are missing if someone's just walking around. Yeah, in some ways, you'd have to really pay attention that the wires aren't there. Yeah, so no, I was worried I might feel a little self-conscious. I'm a self-conscious guy to begin with. So I was worried that this would just feed into that.
Right. I'm only self-conscious when I'm talking to it in like Fred Meyer. Like, I did that the other day and I had to look around and make sure no one saw me. I don't know why. Like, no one cares. But, you know, if I see someone else using them, I don't care what they're doing. But I feel weird like talking to nobody. But it's comfortable. I have kept one in for as much as 6 hours.
Wow.
So I'll just be sitting at my desk and I'll usually just do one. Just in case I get a call or if I want to do something with Siri, I'll just leave one in. And it's totally fine. And it stays there.
And the call quality is good?
Call quality is great, yeah. And especially because there's two. So, you know, if you're using the wired, then you're used to having two. But a lot of people with Bluetooth headsets, there's just one. So now you have two. And the connection is very strong. Like I mentioned, like 150 feet. And you're still listening to it. There's no problem at all. It sounds perfect.
See, I make tons of calls with the wired headsets.
Okay.
So using the built-in mic and the cord. So, yeah, I could see using this all the time.
This is all you.
This is for me. So sounds like bottom line, you're recommending this.
I recommend it. Yeah. If you own an iPhone or not even an iPhone. I mean, if you own an Apple device where you want to be able to have Siri, basically like that's the big draw for me. You have Siri on you at all times. It's almost like that movie Her where – you just have,
which you don't want to necessarily aspire to.
Right. No. But I mean, you know, you don't want Siri to become your love interest, but being able to have
Alexa, on the other hand. No, I'm kidding.
Right. No, but you know, being able to say like, remind me of this or what's my next appointment or call so-and-so or send a message to so-and-so all just by double tapping on your ear and just speaking it without the errors that you would have by using Siri like on your phone. It's more accurate. So it works so much better. It feels like you actually have, you know, a virtual assistant.
Very cool. All right. Any other thoughts on this you want to share before we
pick them up?
Yeah, that's
it. Pick them up.
All right. This is good stuff. So if you want to follow Andrew, he is at youtube.com/gearlive.
And again, I have a AirPods giveaway. I actually have a big year-end giveaway going on. I have 11 prizes, one of which is the AirPods. And then after that ends, I'm going to have a second giveaway just for the AirPods as well. So if you want to get some, come on by.
Great. Well, thanks for watching, everybody, on YouTube, on Facebook Live, on Kyra Radio, on the podcast. Until next time, you're listening to Geared Up on GeekWire from GeekWire.com in Seattle. I'm Todd Bishop.
And I'm Andrew Edwards.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.